hope Tom's better off where he is, said Sid. But if he'd been better in some ways, Sid. Tom felt the glare of the old lady's eye, though he could not see it.
Not a word against my Tom now that he's gone. God'll take care of him. Never you trouble yourself, sir.
Oh, Mrs. Harper, I don't know how to give him up. I don't know how to give him up. He was such a comfort to me, although he tormented my old heart out of me most. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, but it's so hard. Oh, it's so hard. Only last Saturday my Joe bursted a shooting cracker right under my nose, and I knocked him sprawling. Little did I know then how soon, oh, if it was to do over again, I'd hug him and bless him for it.
Yes, 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 I know just how you feel, Mrs. Harper. I know just exactly how you feel. No longer ago than yesterday noon, my Tom took and filled a cat full of painkiller, and I did think the creature would tear the house down, and God forgive me, I cracked Tom's head with my thimble, poor boy, poor dead boy. Oh, but he's out of all his troubles now, and the last words I ever heard him say was to reproach.
But this memory was too much for the old lady, and she broke entirely down. Tom was snuffling now himself, and more in pity of himself than anybody else. He could hear Mary crying and putting in a kindly word for him from time to time. He began to have a nobler opinion of himself than ever before. Still, he was sufficiently touched by his aunt's grief to long to rush out from under the bed and overwhelm her with joy. And the theatrical gorgeousness of the thing appealed strongly to his nature, too, but he resisted and lay still. He went on listening and gathered by odds and ends that it was conjectured at first that the boys had got drowned while taking a swim. Then the small raft had been missed. Next, certain boys said the missing lads had promised that the village should hear something soon, and wise heads had put this and that together and decided that the lads had gone off on that raft and would turn up at the next town below presently. But towards noon, the raft had been found, lodged against the Missouri shore some 5 or 6 miles below the village, and then hope perished. They must be drowned, else hunger would have driven them home by nightfall, if not sooner. It was believed that the search for the bodies had been a fruitless effort merely because the drowning must have occurred in mid-channel, since the boys, being good swimmers, would otherwise have escaped to shore. This was Wednesday night. If the bodies continued missing until Sunday, all hope would be given over, and the funerals would be preached on that morning. Tom shuddered.